The Gemara Megillah says that the reason why we lay in B'chol Karsai before Shavuos is the same reason why we lay in Ki Savoy before Rosh Hashanah of Tichla Shana B'chila Lo Hiseha, that let the year end with the clauses of the year, and the new year should be a year of Bracha. Tachel Shana U'Bircha Seha, let the new year take effect with Bracha. So by Rosh Hashanah we understand that it's the end of the year and we're starting the year of judgment. Let the clothes be left behind and we're starting a new year. So the Mora says, so how does it apply to Shavuos? Because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that in Shavuos Klai Yisrael was Nidin al Paris Elon. That was the time of judgment for Paris Elon. So in that sense there is last year's judgment which went from Shavuos until Shavuos. So let that Shana be left behind and let a new Shana be Chab. Tosis in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph points out, however, the way we set up our calendar, our order of laying, we never lay Hukosai immediately prior to Shavuos. We always have a buffer zone of Parshas by Midbar in between. And very rarely we also have Parshas Noso before Shavuos. That's very rare. So Tosis says that even though we have this simon, we do not want to lay the clothes immediately prior to the day of Shavuos, or the clothes immediately prior to the day of Rosh Hashanah. Should be a simon that there's no connection between the clothes and the day of Shavuos, and the clothes and the day of Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like that there's no, the buffer between is not specifically connected. It's just you need a buffer. So we have the buffer, but there's nothing specific about this buffer that it should function as the buffer between the Klalus and the Yom Tov of Shavuos or the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So leaving Rosh Hashanah, but regards to Shavuos, the Mersha Zatzal suggested that the reason why Bamidbar is the appropriate parsha to lane immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah, it's because one of the main reasons why people do not undertake to learn Torah and do not undertake to try and get their portion in Torah, their chelik, is because they believe they won't amount to anything. I'm never going to become as big as the person next to me, never as big as the Talmud Chacham, as the Gadol. There's so much I don't know. I can't do it. So I give up before we start. So he says that the antidote to that is Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar is the counting of Klal Yisrael. So here I am, this average person in Klal Yisrael, and the person in front of me goes in and he's trying to Talmud Chacham. I say, well, you know, so he counts like two, I count like a half maybe, and that's not the halacha. Each one counts as one. So the message each member of Klal Yisrael was, you're just as important as everybody else in Klal Yisrael. Nobody is more important than Klal Yisrael. Even though that person is a bigger Talmud Chacham than you, that doesn't mean that you're not important. So that's what the Torah uses, the language of Se'u. It's uplifting, because that was a very uplifting thought to each member of Klal Yisrael, that they play an important role in Klal Yisrael. Without them, the number is not correct. Regardless of how much they know or don't know, etc. So they have that. From that vantage point, a person is much easier to say, well, I am a somebody. Let's do something good with my being a somebody. Let's see, let me learn Torah. Let me do mitzvahs. Let me grow. Let me develop. So here I am growing because of this, the Sias Roish, which Parshas Bamidbar offered me. So if you understand that the word, now he doesn't say the stop, but the Torah, morale points out that the word bracha, all the letters of the word bracha are multiples. Beis is 2, Reish is 200, Chaf is 20, and Klala or Orer both start with at least the first letter is a letter which is 1, which is not, it's not increasing, etc. So bracha is the idea to be able to increase and to grow and to develop. And Klal is when things stay the way they are. There's no growth, it stagnates. So the end of the Klal the removal of the klal and kaisos, as long as we're in a growth mode, we're moving forward. Even if we're moving forward slowly, we're not in a state of klal, we're in a state of bracha. So that's what this parsha offers to us as the antidote to the element of klal and kaisos, the stagnant. But rather, there's going to be growth because I understand I can be uplifted, I can move somewhere, I can go somewhere, I can do something. So that's appropriate. Just to bring an example of this thought, we see in Parshas Veschanon that Klaisel is going to leave Eretz Yisrael when Roshantem Boretz, when you became old, when you stopped being in a growth mode, and you became old and stagnant, that's when the destruction of Eretz Yisrael is going to take place. So the destruction of the Korban of the Klolus, the Parshas of the Klolus, the Parshas of the Klolus, is dependent on the being staying put, and the Parsha of Bracha is when a person is able to grow and move on. Have a good Shabbos, have a good Yom Tov.